77. Talk at 309 West 78th Street, New York. 1st July 1912. Notes by Howard McNutt. What could be better before God than thinking of the poor? For the poor are beloved by our Heavenly Father. When Christ came upon the earth, those who believed in him and followed him were the poor and lowly, showing that the poor were near to God. When a rich man believes and follows the manifestation of God, it is a proof that his wealth is not an obstacle and does not prevent him from attaining the pathway of salvation. After he has been tested and tried, it will be seen whether his possessions are a hindrance in his religious life. But the poor are specially beloved of God. Their lives are full of difficulties, their trials continual, their hopes are in God alone. Therefore you must assist the poor as much as possible, even by sacrifice of yourself. No deed of man is greater before God than helping the poor. Spiritual conditions are not dependent upon the possession of worldly treasures or the absence of them. When one is physically destitute, spiritual thoughts are more likely. Poverty is a stimulus toward God. Each one of you must have great consideration for the poor and render them assistance. Organize in an effort to help them and prevent increase of poverty. The greatest means for prevention is that whereby the laws of the community will be so framed and enacted that it will not be possible for a few to be millionaires and many destitute. One of Baha'u'llah's teachings is the adjustment of means of livelihood in human society. Under this adjustment, there can be no extremes in human conditions as regards wealth and sustenance, for the community needs financier, farmer, merchant, and labourer, just as an army must be composed of commander, officers, and privates. All cannot be commanders. All cannot be officers or privates. Each in his station in the social fabric must be competent, each in his function according to ability but with justness of opportunity for all. Lycurgus, king of Sparta, who lived long before the day of Christ, conceived the idea of absolute equality in government. He proclaimed laws by which all the people of Sparta were classified into certain divisions. Each division had its separate rights and function. First, farmers and tillers of the soil. Second, artisans and merchants. Third, leaders or grandees. Under the laws of Lycurgus, the latter were not required to engage in any labour or vocation, but it was incumbent upon them to defend the country in case of war and invasion. Then he divided Sparta into 9,000 equal parts or provinces, appointing 9,000 leaders or grandees to protect them. In this way, the farmers of each province were assured of protection, but each farmer was compelled to pay a tax to support the grandee of that province. The farmers and merchants were not obliged to defend the country. In lieu of labour, the grandees received the taxes. Lycurgus, in order to establish this forever as a law, brought 9,000 grandees together, told them he was going upon a long journey and wished this form of government to remain effective until his return. They swore an oath to protect and preserve his law. He then left his kingdom, went into voluntary exile, and never came back. No man ever made such a sacrifice to ensure equality among his fellow men. A few years passed, and the whole system of government he had founded collapsed although established upon such a just and wise basis. Difference of capacity in human individuals is fundamental. It is impossible for all to be alike, all to be equal, all to be wise. Baha'u'llah has revealed principles and laws which will accomplish the adjustment of varying human capacities. He has said that whatsoever is possible of accomplishment in human government will be effected through these principles. When the laws he has instituted are carried out, there will be no millionaires possible in the community, and likewise no extremely poor. This will be effected and regulated by adjusting the different degrees of human capacity. The fundamental basis of the community is agriculture, tillage of the soil. All must be producers. Each person in the community, whose need is equal to his individual producing capacity, shall be exempt from taxation. But if his income is greater than his needs, he must pay a tax until an adjustment is effected. That is to say, a man's capacity for production and his needs will be equalized and reconciled through taxation. If his production exceeds, he will pay a tax. If his necessities exceed his production, he shall receive an amount sufficient to equalize or adjust. Therefore, taxation will be proportionate to capacity and production, and there will be no poor in the community. Baha'u'llah likewise commanded the rich to give freely to the poor. In the Kitab al-Aqdas, it is further written by him that those who have a certain amount of income must give one-fifth of it to God, the Creator of heaven and earth.